Welcome to the Marvelous Marvelcast. I'm Ashley, here with Ken and returning guests Brian and Aaron, and we are here to break down the new Endgame trailer. Trailers, there's two that have come out since the last time we checked in, and we get to go over everything that we got wrong about the last one.
Woo!
How's everybody doing?
Hanging in there.
Good.
All right, so we will do what
Another
we usually
manic
do.
Monday.
Sorry. Checking in on a Monday. So what we're going to do is our usual, play the trailer, speak over it, and then we will break down frame by frame. You ready?
Let's do it.
I love that they're jumping back and showing all the firsts and original things.
I like how they emphasize the color red, too, in all the shots. Just on a...
They definitely want us to pay attention to his art. One thing we were wrong about last time is we didn't know what ship they were on. They're definitely on the Benatar.
Can I say one thing right now?
Yeah.
Since you said you want, like, they really are emphasizing Tony Stark's arc throughout the whole stage one, two, three, etc. And this idea that they keep referencing Tony's hand being injured or hurt, and in one movie he loses feeling, in another movie it's in a sling, and it seems to, and the directors are very intelligent. They show images on purpose. So I think this might be foreshadowing that Tony might have the Infinity Gauntlet eventually. This is, again, a huge leap. But that's what we're going to be doing. There's a... With so much in these trailers...
What are you doing?
With so much in these trailers, there's so much that could be right and so much that could be wrong.
So let's go all the way back to the second... You know, 10 seconds in.
That's why I said, did you want to pause it? And you said, nah.
I thought you said, can I just say something? There's a difference.
Can I just say a lot
Can
of
I just
things?
Say a lot of things? But I do agree with you. I think that there's... I do agree. That's why... All right, we'll just start breaking it down from here because we don't need to watch it twice. Everybody's seen it. The Tony Stark stuff, they're definitely showing that he is going to be able to get back to Earth, I think, by himself. I don't think anybody's going to save him. He's going to work with Nebula, and they're going to figure out the jump that we learned about from Captain Marvel and get the enough energy back into the Benatar to jump back to Earth.
Which is saying, like, last time they had the Lego set that was, like, almost a decoy, something that didn't really happen, almost like I think the Acura is coming out with that car that has Rocket's Rescue Run. Which is...
Spoilers, everybody. Really sorry if you're not looking at the Legos things.
This isn't Legos. This is a car thing.
Or a car thing. A car thing.
This isn't spoilers. We're talking about what we think.
Some people really don't look at... Like, I haven't looked at any of the toys.
I know, but isn't that this whole podcast is us theory crafting?
So we're 29 and we know exactly where to cut. It is just that, like, the stuff that I just feel like anything, any photos or anything that's toys, like, some people haven't seen it, so if we're gonna say stuff like that,
I agree.
I don't want to see
it,
any of that stuff,
but half of it wasn't true in the first place, and all I'm saying is that the car had a game called Rocket's Rescue Run, and a lot of people thought that meant Rocket was going to save Tony. But we're saying that a lot of the toys and the publicity like that is intentionally steering people in the wrong direction.
I think that they've started doing that after they realized how bad they've been messing up with that. Because that Funko Pop revealed that Jude Law wasn't Mar-Vell before the movie came out. Yeah. Yep. Because it had his name on there, in which it's blanking. What was his name in Captain Marvel? The bad guy. Jude Law. It was like, Rick Rick.
I don't know. Are you talking about the guy that was an alien or the guy that was
Jude Law?
The one that, like, lied to her the whole time.
The one who lied to her the whole time.
We'll call him Butthole. He was a jerk.
Either way, yeah, the Funko Pops kind of messed that up. So these toys need to get their shit under wrap because they're messing up a lot of information. Well, now maybe they'll just put out fake stuff because then you can make more money off of it. If you're like, oh, one was a joke one. Here's ones in suits. All right, so let's jump back in.
Tony's. What's the ship name again?
The Benatar.
Benatar, just drifting in space.
I think this Captain America stuff's really important, and it's having Peggy Carter specifically say, her quote is, the world has changed, none of us can go back. All we can do is our best, and the best we can do is to start over. And going back in time to fix things is starting over. And what do they always say? Listen to Peggy. And I think he's going to get the idea to go back from remembering Peggy. What Peggy Carter said.
I like that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
There's a huge emphasis on the red. Yeah.
I think, do you think that's just like Marvel? Marvel's signature is red.
I think it's also Marvel's signature red, but I think that Tony Stark and Iron Man is the backbone of the Marvel Universe, and I think he will have a huge role in the movie.
Yeah.
Really? You think one of the number one characters of the show is going to have a huge role in the movie?
Yes, I do.
No shit.
I mean, Doctor Strange said he was willing to let him die, and then he gave up the Time Stone just to save Tony.
Because
so
he knows he
Tony
has
is
to
the
survive.
Key, exactly. Yeah. The key for everything working, for them to win. He is the key.
I think when Tony gets his hands on Ant-Man's the PIM technology, I don't think he's ever really gotten to use it. So once Ant-Man brings the van, which has the entrance to the Quantum Realm in there with all the technology, he's going to easily be able to, well, not easily, who knows how long it's going to actually take him, which might explain the time jump, to make the suits that are, those white suits at the end look like the Ant-Man suits with armor over top of it so that they can figure out where to go back in time.
He's going to bring the rape van?
I just had... I just had a crazy, like, epiphany.
That's
because you said that. You said, who knows how much time it could take him to actually develop this technology. And I am
go by the hair length.
Supporter, yeah, the hair, Black Widow, hair really gives it away.
Which
same
so
with,
glad she's back to red.
Yes, the red to blonde ombre, fierce queen, fierce.
But the whole, I'm a big supporter of the idea that in the first movie, Doctor Strange, when he gives the Time Stone over to Thanos, if you watch that scene again, Thanos kind of gives him a side eye, as if like there's a trick, and you can see the stone glowing, although we've discussed this prior, and we've seen the stone glowing when it's not being used.
I think he's smart enough to know that there's no way he would just do that. He doesn't know that Doctor Strange looked ahead and saw that there was one way he won.
I agree.
So he, you know, I feel like Thanos was smart enough to be like, the fuck this guy pulling?
So
you know?
I think that maybe that stone jumped in the future, and that's how Tony has as much time as he needs to make those suits. Because Doctor Strange put the stone in the future and then recalled it before he gave it to Thanos. That's why he brought it back from. Because he makes it appear like, what's his,
Loki.
Yeah, it makes the Tesseract appear.
Yeah.
Like, the other stones
I
don't
actually
appear
feel
like
that.
Like
the magic trick was glowing, too.
He does
and
them.
When he
the
shows
stones
it
are glowing. They're always glowing, so
and
I don't...
If you look at the gauntlet, none of them are glowing unless he uses them. None of
the
stones
the Tesseract,
glow until he uses them.
The Space Stone was definitely glowing when he took it. The Tesseract, the whole Tesseract glows.
That whole Tesseract glows, but...
But why would it glow?
I don't know. That's a good question. Again, the Tesseract is not... We're not seeing the stone, we're seeing the cube. The stone
I just
is
feel like
we
would have
cube.
To go back and look at each and every one, because I don't know. I feel like that's a stretch.
I know, it is a stretch.
I thought we already talked about
this.
This
is a stretch. And
probably.
I also, if you also watch, he doesn't touch the Time Stone. He touches every stone. He touches the aura of the Time Stone.
He's a big toucher. He touches things.
Thanks for your sidebar comments about this whole thing. I really appreciate it.
When it shows, back on track. When it shows Hawkeye and he's teaching his daughter, who we're not Kate Bishop. I found out not Kate Bishop, so that's cool. they're showing him how to shoot. If you look, he still has his ankle bracelet on, so that shows it's probably directly after Civil War.
Does he still?
Yeah, because they didn't dust away, so you know that something's going to happen because he has his ankle bracelet on.
Ankle bracelet. So you think that maybe his family...
With them
well, his family will dust within the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, they'll definitely be dusted, especially since they got rid of Crossbones, so they can't do the whole massacre on the farm, but them dusting at being dusted at the farm
would be...
That makes a
same,
lot more sense.
Yeah, same plot.
And the
or
thing is,
same, plot
the,
point,
that's
same.
Where it gets weird with him, because it looks like Black Widow doesn't find him until way after the fact, because her hair, when she goes to see him, is long. And where has he been? We see he's in Japan. Why? Assassin.
I'm just going to say murder rampage for Hawkeye for 20 minutes. I'm all for it.
Yeah, but did that murder rampage last however long? Because we don't see him again until she has long hair. So how long did it take them to find him?
Well, he's a super spy, so...
Yeah, a super stupid spy, because what the hell? Why wouldn't you go find everybody? Because obviously somebody that you know who's a super friend would know what the hell happened.
True.
So when he first snaps his finger, half of them are in Wakanda. A few of them are still on Titan, correct?
So hang on one second.
Do you think Hawkeye... Do you think Hawkeye knows where Wakanda is? Because remember, no one knew where it was.
No.
I
don't think Wakanda is going to come into play hardly
at
all.
That's my point, is Hawkeye doesn't know where to go to find
He could just go to the Avengers thing. They obviously get back pretty fast, go by everybody's hair. In the end cut scene for, or the mid-credit scene for Captain Marvel, they're at the Avengers facility, and Cap has his beard still, and Black Widow's hair is short.
But that's also, like, but is that... Does Hawkeye go there first? Like
no.
The same, like Ant-Man. When Ant-Man is trying to enter the building, is that before the Avengers get there? Like, is does he?
I think we're just going off.
Like,
I don't think it's gonna. I don't think his character is important enough to have two scenes like that.
Ant-Man or
no
Hawkeye?
Hawkeye.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I think we're not going to see Hawkeye until he gets his fancy new haircut, and she goes and finds him on his murder rampage. Because we don't see him at all unless he has that cut. Every scene we see with him, he has the... It looks like your barber dusted away in the middle of your haircut cut.
So if you think... I want to ask you a question then. If you think Hawkeye would go on a rampage, a murder rampage, why wouldn't Rocket go on some kind of rampage?
He wasn't alone.
Or a mission to find Quill when he thinks... Like, even though Quill disappeared, he's trying to find
because
some kind
I
of solace.
I think that Tony Stark and Nebula get back pretty quickly in the movie.
Before he can.
Then Nebula is going to be like, everybody's gone, I'm so sorry. I mean, it's not like he didn't see what was happening. He knows people are dusting, and when they don't come back...
I love how we're calling it dusted. You just got dusted.
But,
That's fair enough. And it's not like there's two ships, so it's not like Nebula could leave.
No, that's why when we get a little bit farther, there's all the theories that I have about two battles. The first battle, like, Captain Marvel gets there... I think Tony Stark and Nebula are already there, and they're like, we're going to go get Thanos, and a team's going to go up because Nebula is going to say, I know where he is. And they're going to go while Tony Stark, Black Widow, and a couple other people stay on Earth to try to use the barf technology to go back and look at all of the events that led up to here and where everybody went wrong and try to see if there's an exact place that they need to go back to stop it. And that's where I think the barf technology is going to come in.
I can't remember. How many members of the Black Order are still left alive? Do they all get all dead? Yeah, so if that first battle does happen, it would just be against Thanos. There was no one, like, no more henchmen for him, for them to, like, take on in that first battle.
How far in do you think it takes until we get Brainy Hulk?
I don't think it's going to take too long.
I think within the first half. Tony Stark.
Maybe that's why he's not with the first group. Because you see in the trailer, they're Nebula, Cap, Rocket, War Machine, and what looks like Ant-Man, but we know we can't trust the trailers, are on a different planet fighting, I guess you would guess, Thanos, and probably with Captain Marvel. Well, everybody else probably stayed on Earth. Like, you know, we can't send everybody up. What if something happens? And he's probably, Tony's working with that stuff and trying to help the Hulk figure out what's going on with himself, or maybe he just needs, you know, some me time.
I saw a theory the other day that I don't really agree with, but at the same time, it would kind of explain it, of that it's Loki that is Hulk right now.
I hate that.
I hate it too, but
it's not.
It would explain why he wouldn't transform, but I still think that
But
it's
then why would the
shot.
Hulk be like, no!
He got throat punched and he's just scared.
See, I think the opposite, because they talked to the director.
I think he's tired
writers,
of saving Banner.
The writers have came out and said that he's not afraid of Thanos, that exactly that him and Banner are having a conflict of that I don't want to be here just to save you when you need my help, so F you, I'm not going to be here. And that's why he can't turn into Hulk. They're having this inner conflict. And eventually, they'll find some kind of medium, and then we'll get...
We're going to get the Hulk body with the Banner working the brain. Mm-hmm. And it's going to work out really well, I think, for everybody.
Who doesn't like a big, buff, brainy guy? Right, Ken?
Especially Green.
Looking at you.
And then it shows with Widow and Hawkeye on what to me looks like the Benatar, and her hair is really long, which kind of supports my theory about the two battles. You know, they take the Benatar to, I'm going to call it Titan 2. I don't know what Thanos wants to call his planet, I'm going to call it Titan 2. And I think it's going to fail. I think whatever they're going to do is going to fail, and that's why they're going to have to come back with a new plan.
If it fails, do you think, like, what happens to the Avengers? Do they just...
I think they run. Maybe we'll lose somebody. I don't know. Who knows who we might lose, or I think they'll be able to get away if they have the Benatar. They're going to be like, oh, shit, we can't do this. Because I think Captain Marvel's going to go in there being like, I got this. But her power comes from the stones, so he has the gauntlet. It's going to be a pretty good fight, and I think he might knock her on her ass.
Or like you said, if they go and they fight him and they lose, but Tony finds a way to go back in time, he can go back in time before they lose. So it doesn't matter that they lost the first time or second time or whatever.
Time, man.
I know.
Whoa.
Will it turn into a thing where they just try to pull the gauntlet off him again, like they almost had it that one time, and then Quill fucked it up, so Tony would specifically know that's a point I could go back to try. There's so many points.
Yeah, I just want to point out that Spider-Man nearly got that off by himself. What was Tony and Quill doing?
Quill was messing everything up. That's what he was doing.
Yeah, but wasn't he with
Tony? Tony just stopped. He just let go. And he's like, Quill, stop freaking out. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then he had to punch him in the face. Still not over it.
And Spidey's just like, all right, I got this, guys. Don't worry. First day on the job. I'm going to save the universe.
I'm 16 years old. Watch me.
Watch me dust away.
Oh, don't talk about my favorite superhero like that.
In the next couple scenes, it shows Captain America sitting at what looks like AA.
Yeah,
it looks to me like he took up Falcon's lead and is running these AA classes, but it's interesting how he's saying, I keep telling everyone to move on, but I'm not doing that shit.
You think he's leading
the I think he's leading it. No, I don't. I think he probably would. That's such a, like Aaron said, a Captain America thing to do, is your friend used to run these meetings, and now we have fucking the leftovers from HBO on here. Everybody's gone. Everyone's in a support group, and he's telling everybody to move on, but that's not what we do. We're gonna solve this shit.
Solve this shit. The emphasis on red again.
And then it shows them on like an Earth-based debris. That planet looks like it has Earth stuff on it. Oh my god, there's just too much.
I think you're dead on with the haircuts.
Yeah, you follow the haircuts.
Show you the timeline.
If you look
so well
at these like scenes where they're fighting on a different planet, it doesn't look like Titan. It doesn't look like any planet. And I think that's gonna be the first battle. See, that's before second battle, when she has her hair long and disheveled, because it looks like they've been in hiding.
Red hair.
Yeah.
So good.
And I definitely think it's their, like, first Thanos rematch.
There's red again. Oh, my God.
Red everywhere.
Everywhere.
And what's Ant-Man looking at in this thing? See all that lighting up? You think that's Captain Marvel? Like, look what I can do.
Or they figured out the technology.
He turned on his pimp tech and was like, here's my quantum realm, bitch.
So that's him jumping off a pencil, and there was definitely water flow wherever that was.
And we can't really trust the trailers, because what if they, you know, that could have been the Battle of New York. We know for a fact they're going to jump back to that first Avengers movie battle.
I was about to say, speaking of not trusting the trailers, in the first Avengers movie, they showed that in the trailer, they showed all the Avengers in Wakanda, including the Hulk, running at what we assumed was Thanos in the fight, but when we saw the movie, that clearly didn't happen. What if that's what happens in this movie, when they repeat time, or repeat it?
You already know I disagree with that, but keep going.
No, I just think it's a cool... I don't think
Wakanda would be in there at all.
I don't necessarily agree with it either, but I think it would be a really, really awesome Easter egg.
Quick sidebar.
If they put something in from the second movie in the first movie's trailer, and we all thought it was fake, I think that would be amazing. That would have been amazing. And these are the type of directors that can do something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It would be amazing if what actually causes the dusting is Ant-Man going back and finding himself causing a time paradox. Like Doc did. Right?
Who?
No?
I don't know what you're talking
What's
about.
I'm
talking about Back to the Future.
I know.
Come on, guys.
I got you. Well, who's Ant-Man's...
Hank,
thank you. So do you think Ant-Man goes back in time? Because Hank, in the first movie, openly says he will not have another Ant-Man. He will not give the suit to anyone.
But then he gives one to his daughter.
But he follows this random guy. Well, that's his daughter.
That's family.
If we
want
to go back and talk about Ant-Man 1, he very specifically says why he picked him for the mission. He was watching him because he had
why
all
was
his
he
skills.
This random
oh
guy?
My god. They explain it.
Back
go back and
time.
Watch Ant-Man. This is not a thing about Ant-Man. Let's move on.
He goes back in time. He tells him.
No. 20 minutes in, I heard three shit theories.
You wanted that
No.
Hank was watching Scott Lang because Scott Lang broke into the biggest security thing on the planet. Next to, like, Pym Tech, where he needed him to break into. if you need someone to break into point A and someone broke into B, it's
you know
a lot
that
easier
that person
to find someone.
And he said he was expendable.
Never did anything close. Yeah.
He didn't matter. He was an ex-con. Like, he breaks it down.
We'll
go
see.
Back and watch Stop Wasting Time.
We'll see. We'll see. Oh, we'll see.
I think that when it shows Captain Marvel with Thor, they're probably arguing about what they're going to do next. And Thor, you know, they don't know her. That's why I think she lights up that room like, pow, this is my powers.
And if you've seen the Captain Marvel movie, she's a go-getter the whole time. She doesn't give a shit.
She's a strong
There's definitely going to be like, we faced him before.
Yeah, there's some good 90s
rock. And we lost, and she's going to be like, you didn't have me, kind of moment. You know, you didn't have me, and let's go get him, but where is he? And that's when Nebula's going to come in and be like, oh, I know where he is. I know exactly where he is.
Oh, guess what I know.
Finish this trailer up. Everybody's walking in their cute little suits, which to me look like the Ant-Man suits with just more added armor on them. So they're definitely, and her hair's long, so you know that's
in the future.
Or after Captain Marvel gets back, probably after Tony
past,
gets back.
Future.
Shut up.
Time.
This is definitely their first encounter, Thor between Thor and Captain Marvel.
This probably is right after she gets there. Short hair.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she says something snide to Thor, which makes everyone think, like, oh, crap, she just pissed Thor off, and then that's the joke. Like, I like her. Thanos, I don't know, because if Thanos wanted to fix the gauntlet or not, like how you're saying, he tells Tony, well, I believe he tells Tony or Gamora, I forget exactly who, but he says he's just going to retire pretty much. Like, just like, all right, after I do this, I'm just going to wipe out existence, go live on a farm.
Watch the sunset.
Yeah. So he may not prepare like
his guard's
the
down.
I think when they come to get like show up to get him for the first time, it's going to be quite the battle. But I do think he's had time with the stones, and like you see it a little bit in the end of Infinity War, him trying to he's figuring out how to use them as he has them, and now you've had nothing but time.
He definitely can still use all the stones without the gauntlet. Just the idea that the snap couldn't happen again. The all-powerful thing. But again, like you said, it might not even be broken.
Yeah, it was just kind of burnt up.
That
what if they purposely go back in time and lose the Battle of New York so Thanos comes then?
That's
actually a good idea.
Huh.
I didn't even think of that. But yeah,
that's why it's showing all that Earth-based stuff,
because
Earth is just destroyed.
Your
and
idea
that's
makes a lot
before
of sense
he has everything.
If it's one
yeah.
timeline. Like,
yeah.
then it's that he, then it changes everything.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when it comes to time, you can't just change like huge plot points.
But then there would
everything is completely altered at that point, and you're not watching the same movies.
Yeah, exactly. Because then he wouldn't have a reason to go back in the first place. But I'm saying if there's alternate timelines.
That's why I said go back and cut off Thanos' dad's dick.
And the mailman.
And the mailman. It's Marty.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hashtag Marty has good jokes.
So I guess pretty much after everything, the biggest questions are how will Tony Stark and Nebula get back to Earth? Who's going to die? Because we know people are... Who's going to have to sacrifice themselves for this new plan and why?
Cap. Bye, Cap.
No.
Tony Stark's done.
I hope...
It's a wrap.
I hope for one reason.
Did you look up his contracts yet?
Yeah, I know. It's up.
Okay. Well, there you
I
go.
I heard that Russell is leaving and Hemsworth's leaving.
I heard Hemsworth was leaving too.
What they would have
to
pay
to do one more after
Downey Jr.
Maybe.
To come back on.
Wouldn't this be too
They're
more?
Not going to pay that.
Well, this is the end of stage three,
yeah.
correct? Isn't stage four?
Two.
This is phase three.
Phase three, yeah.
Yeah, this is
and phase four hasn't started yet.
Phase four will be
Fantastic Four,
X-Men,
Silver Surfer.
Yeah, so
X-Men.
I hope we at least get a mention of Galactus.
We'll see what the cut scene, what the
like
end
that.
And mid credit scenes are for Infinity War.
Yeah.
And then we still have Spider-Man coming out, and I don't even want to get into that shit yet.
Think about the end credit scenes of Endgame being setting up phase four.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be real interesting.
The one reason. I'm super excited. I still haven't seen Captain Marvel yet. Can't wait for it, though.
Sorry.
It's really good.
I just want it, because if it sets up Secret Invasion.
Well, and I can't say anything about that. We should do something more about that next time, because the way that they did the Skrulls, I don't know how I feel about it, and I
really?
Can't explain it until after you've seen it. But anyone who did see it, you know what I mean, and you're just like, what the fuck? But, yeah, I don't know. And it made me think that they don't even want to do it. That they won't even go forward with that, because... that's over.
They might not yet, because this is the end of Phase 3, is the end of all of it.
Yeah. And if you're going to bring in Fantastic Four and the X-Men and all that stuff, like, you don't have time for that.
Exactly.
You ain't got time
for
that. But the next movies are the Eternals.
Yeah.
And the Chinese guy, I can't remember. Shanghai.
Hang
on. Yeah, I don't know.
Shanghai?
No. But they're going to do that. I was wondering why Ant-Man and Thor would have to wear the suits. You would think that Ant-Man, like, what are they doing that they all need to be wearing these suits? Like, you'd think Thor would be more powerful and Ant-Man wouldn't need to because he already has, like, the technology. I'm so interested to see what all that's going
to
be. The Pentac
to be time travel?
I do. I don't think they're space suits.
So then won't they all need the suits to time travel?
Yeah, but doesn't Ant-Man already have one?
Does he time travel?
Well, where has he been?
No.
Didn't he get stuck in the quantum realm?
He's got stuck in the quantum realm.
Well, that was my other question, is how did Ant-Man, how and when does he get out?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to stop this theory right now, because it's ridiculous. You're not going to have all these people travel through time. That's absurd.
Why are they all wearing the time travel suits?
I mean, you're saying they're time travel suits.
What do you think they are?
I'm saying they're not. I'm saying they're suits. They always wear suits. But the point is, like, this will be the dumbest movie ever if all of a sudden they can all just jump through time at any point.
You don't think they all put... Okay, I think
they
all have the
suits on
to go into the quantum realm.
It's supposed to be a difficult thing to
do.
Not everyone's just like, I'm just going to press this button. Boop,
you don't... But that's it. Have you even been listening to me?
So you think that in all these movies, they have their own attire, their own looks, everything, their own identity... But when they fight Thanos the last time, they're all going to wear the same outfit?
Ridiculous ones like that. I think they need those outfits to get into the quantum realm. Into the back of Ant-Man's van. You know how they walk in?
Into the back of the van.
The vape van.
Why don't you explain to me how the quantum realm works? Break it down.
I will.
Yeah, go ahead.
At another time.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have time for that, Ken. What do you think this is?
Why, you are the weakest link.
I'm trying to explain these basics.
But that goes
just go
off
watch of, Doctor Strange and fuck off.
That goes off the whole theory that they're throwing true and false ideas at us and purposely mislead us so that we don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, they're definitely doing
that.
So like you said,
that.
There might not be time travel whatsoever.
No, there's going to be time travel. I'm just saying they're not all going to be time traveling like, oh, put on this suit, we're going to jump back now. That's not
going to
happen.
No, so that's not what we're saying. We're
I
saying that those are so
be,
they can go into the quantum realm and whatever they're
going to
do from there,
it's going to be Scott Lang going back because he actually can do it. He's going to go through time. He's going to go back and plant seeds in whoever's head to do whatever they came up with in the future. And that's what it's going to go for.
I don't think Scott... I think Scott
Lang
gets
true.
Put
I think
in
he's
the past
go
completely
along.
By accident. He's
I think he goes
the
to the past
and
first and then
out.
Figures out how to get out.
Yeah.
But he definitely... I mean, we see him with everybody, so everybody meets up. And they said that the footage is only from the first 30 minutes of the movie. But my last note that I have is we also can't trust the trailers. We can't trust the Russos. We can only trust what Mark Ruffalo says because he spoils everything. But yeah,
no
all of these... Trailers, you know, we already saw that they took people out and then they put Tony and Nebula and they're all together. But really, Black Widow's hair is the best way to figure out what's going on.
To figure out the different timelines.
Or is
it? Are you going to say something, Aaron?
Her hair's going to be blue the whole time. Like, it was all fake.
It was all fake. So stupid.
All right, any final thoughts?
All right, so then, real quick, let's just say... They don't time travel.
What are the options?
Are we going off the theory that the...
Well, that was why I was thinking of the barf stuff. They go back and, like, look at how... Maybe they get theories from how to beat him in that way, and then they go in space to a random planet, and they all take him... Try to take him down at the same
that
time.
That micro technology that Tony uses, is that the barf technology?
Yeah.
Or, like you said...
No, that's the Pymtec.
The Pymtec, that's what I mean. The barf is what lets him see.
Yeah.
The Pymtec, which he heals his wound with, maybe that's what the suits are. Like you said, Ken, they're not time travel suits, but literally, they're just suits meant to give everybody the best chance possible.
Yeah, you can go into the thing.
Suits.
And like you
and
said...
And why wasn't Captain Marvel and the Hulk with them? That team group that were walking to get onto the, you know, in their little white suits, Captain Marvel and Hulk aren't with them.
You think they just want gung-ho on their own or something?
Either they edited them out, or they have a different mission, or who the fuck knows.
They kicked
but
them
they
out
definitely
the
weren't there. They're like, no more females.
Yeah, too many strong people, Thor and Captain Marvel.
We
got to make this more difficult.
Thor's enough for us.
But I like the idea that even if the gauntlet's destroyed, he can still use all those stones.
Yeah.
He can still use them all.
Maybe. And as long as he has the time stone, anything that they do to him, he can just reverse.
Yeah. And the power stone is the one stone that can stop the other stones, him being manipulated by the other stones.
Yeah.
Power stone.
So they would technically need to go back to when the Guardians have that stone and be like, don't give it to anybody, you idiots. Yeah.
That's the first stone he gets, right? The power stone?
Yeah, because he destroys Novacore.
Yeah.
Or Xandar.
Yeah. Which, I really hope Robert Downey Jr., he could change his name to Tony Stark and no one would bat an eye.
Not an eye.
But
so
he needs to stay on at least in a Nick Fury-ish role so I can see Nova bitch him out for the whole Annihilation wave. That's like,
he's dead, man.
He's
out.
What
they
if?
Gotta keep him in just for that one scene.
He's
what
out.
Have you done
last
lately,
theory,
Tony?
Sure. Last theory, Greg. So what if, remember how Doctor Strange gives Thanos the Time Stone? And remember in the first Doctor Strange movie, who's the god that he traps in that time loop?
Dormammu.
He can't do that to Thanos because Thanos has the Power Stone. What if Thanos had every stone but wanted to get the Power Stone last? And then when Doctor Strange gives him the Time Stone, he traps him in the loop.
That'd be
could
good.
He do that?
Maybe.
You could trap him in a loop.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have the Power Stone to break it. So what if that's what Doctor Strange was doing in that moment, was putting a curse on it to get in the loop, so that way when that moment in time revisited.
I think he knew he had to give him the stone, and it had to work, and it had to be...
The one scenario
he
saw
is where
he gave the stone.
Yeah, it's where he gave the stone, or I don't think he would have done it at all. If there was any kind of spell or whatever he could put on it.
Especially after he told Tony Stark he'd let him die.
Yeah, I just thought of this. How you said one of the next movies they're doing is the Eternals. Didn't the Eternals put the X gene in the human kind, like the
Kree
did?
Yes, they did. Or the theory I had about that is the same way that Scarlet Witch and Captain Marvel and Quicksilver got their powers from the stones. The stones have been on Earth a lot. And who knows if they can just say, like, people started to get powers from being exposed to the stones, and the stones have been on Earth for a while. Who knows what's going to happen? Say they blow up the gauntlet and some kind of shockwave goes through, and suddenly people have the mutant chromosome. And
we
now they have the powers.
We've seen them get powers through that.
Because there's no way to just be like, there have been mutants this whole time. And I hate the theory that there's an alternate reality where the X-Men live in it. I don't want that. Keep that shit away. You need to create it. A certain way, and everybody's getting, because like Captain Marvel, she's as powerful as she is because of the stone, and look at how powerful Scarlet Witch are. They're like way too powerful.
The only way it would make any kind of sense if the mutants were been in the MCU to date, and then they wouldn't even be in the MCU to date, because alright, we haven't seen Doctor Strange and Scarlet Witch like interact yet,
right?
They could,
but we already know they changed her backstory,
definitely. But Doctor Strange, being the Sorcerer Supreme, could just sense, like, hey, there's something wrong here, and realize, like, the MCU to date has just been the no more mutants reality of House of M.
Yeah.
Which
doing House of M, I feel like that would take a little while.
That's
my favorite storyline, but you have to introduce everybody first.
Yeah, unless everything to date was that alternate no more mutants.
I wonder how they would, if they could do that, since they already made her not his daughter.
Yeah.
Magneto's.
Them getting the Fantastic Four and X-Men back at such a late stage in the game changes everything.
Well, and it's perfect now, like Phase 4, Fantastic Four, come on. So with so many theories, we just have a month, and then all of our questions are answered. Any final thoughts?
Thanos wins. No, I'm just kidding.
I wish.
I'm excited.
All right, thanks for checking in with us. We were the Marvelous Marvelcast, and we will check in with you later.
More enthusiasm.
Bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Peace out, Cub Scout.
All right, well, thanks for stopping and joining. All right, thanks for checking in with us. We're the Marvelous Marvelcast, and we will catch up with you later.
Try again.
I hate you.
He sees himself take off in the DeLorean.
Yeah, he does see that. You're right.
He sees himself
multiple
times.
But I've seen movies where you wake up, you know, if it's not that... Anyway, this doesn't matter. You don't know what you're going to do. Go fuck yourself!
Time to
I have to pee so bad.
It's stupid!
It makes a lot of sense.
I'm glad that we're on the same page.
Starting over. Why? Captain America looks at himself in the reflection and he's not buff right now.